Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Terminator 2 Judgment Day, one of the most iconic science fiction films of all time, and it's arguably the greatest sequel of all time. It's James Cameron's best movie. I don't think anyone would really argue with that point either. He might, because of how he feels about action movies now, but I don't care. This movie cemented the popularity of the characters and Arnold being one of the biggest movie stars of all time. This movie follows the events after the first one, but Sarah Connor is in a mental hospital after being captured by the police. John is now 10 and is in foster care, having been mostly raised by his mom and has learned many valuable skills, especially with technology. However, at the beginning of the movie, he thinks his mother is crazy, and so he spends most of his time causing problems by hacking ATMs and stealing the money from them. Until one day, a new Terminator, another T-800, with the same look as the first one, returns and begins to hunt down looking for John Connor. Then after that, another new Terminator arrives, but is a new model, a T-1000, where its form can change into anything it has physical contact with. It is liquid metal and is made of nanite technology. It's now the hardest Terminator to kill. As the two Terminators close in, John is being chased by the new model first. And as he is running, the T-800 turns the corner. And you think that John's going to meet his end. But the T-800 begins to shoot the T-1000 with a shotgun. He saves John, and then the trio go on a high-speed chase where the T-800 saves John and escapes the T-1000 for the moment. You find out that it was John who reprogrammed the T-800 and sent it back in time to save his younger self after the new model went back. Now, what really drives this story home is the bond that forms between the Terminator and John. John's influence on it changes it drastically. John becomes very attached to him, being the only positive male influence in his life, which there's a whole scene where Sarah is watching the two of them interact and her coming to this conclusion and thinking about how her life has been so different, how this story has started. And it's just something that dawns on her that she just finds crazy. And it is crazy to think that John had to send his own father figure back in time to his younger self, being like, yep, gonna give myself some childhood trauma. Yeah, it's pretty funny in that kind of context, but yeah. The ending where the T-800 is forced to destroy himself to stop Judgment Day from happening, their final goodbye really hit home, especially with how much buildup and, you know, the relationship that was formed between them. It ends with the T-800 understanding human emotion and explaining that he can never do it himself. He's like, I now know why you cry. That shit. I think it's something I can never do. So, yeah, it works. And it's a very emotional scene about a robot understanding humanity and choosing to end itself to keep humanity going. Because it's in our own nature trying to destroy ourselves, but there's a whole bunch of other possibilities, and it works really well. It's also the only Terminator that doesn't terminate people. He initially starts, don't get me wrong, T-800 does show up and start killing people, but one of the big things that John makes him change is him murdering people. He starts just kneecapping people and shit like that, or blowing up cars to cause people to just make it so they can escape. It's an interesting dynamic. And it's just such a drastic change from Arnold in the first movie. The best part of the movie is Sarah Connor, who, after the trauma of the first movie, turned into a hardened warrior trying to prepare John for the war to come. She gets fucking jacked and has become a master of arms with almost any kind of weapon. It's also an example of how full of shit some modern Hollywood people are, after there's never been a quote-unquote strong female character before. If there is something to be said about James Cameron, it's how well he makes a well-rounded cast of characters. Everyone was badass without having to make everyone else pathetic or weak to one character to make them look strong. Everyone's a bad motherfucker. No need to make everyone look like bitches to have one look cool. Everyone can look cool if you know how to fucking write a fucking movie. But yeah. Sarah Connor's badass. Super great performance. And yeah, just it. I do think the change in character is something that's also really entertaining to see, and how well and believable the change is. And I think Linda Hamilton really drives that home. The cast includes Arnold Schwarzenegger, Edward Furlong, Linda Hamilton, Robert Patrick, Joe Merton, Danny Cooksey, Dean Norris, and Earl Bowen. Everyone does a great job and perfectly sells the characters they need to bring to the screen. Robert Patrick does a great job at matching the cold, calculating nature of the killing machines. Most people knowing him probably for more modern TV shows like Peacemaker or Reacher. But it is kind of weird seeing him in roles like this because he's, you know, so much younger. so this such as, you know, he's pretty good at playing bad guys, and he does a pretty badass bad guy in this one. And it's like the only movie where he's also just jacked, and everyone's jacked. So, yeah. before padding and special costumes to make you look muscular, you just had to be muscular. Like I said earlier, Linda Hamilton does a great job at shifting to a badass mother of the future, and she got absolutely ripped for the role. She has one of the best physiques I've ever seen from an actress in a movie. I mean, Jesus. Absolutely fucking yoked. Even Arnold was like, oh fuck, is she more shredded than I am? And yeah, arguably this is a very good argument in terms of, you know, vascularity. She might actually have it in this movie. The special effects have aged, but they still look pretty great. The practical effects are still amazing. I will argue until I'm blue in the face that practical effects will always be better. Or at least a mix of the special effects and practical effects. They age so much better. Movies that did that will still look amazing today. You go back and watch the original trilogy of Star Wars. For the most part, that movie still looks amazing. It's because practical effects, man. That's just what did it. It works so much better than these over CGI garbage. Unless it's like Pirates of the Caribbean. A lot of movies don't age great when they're pure CGI. So, yeah, it's awesome. And it's just groundbreaking special effects. So I got to give it props to that. It's huge advancements in CGI in this movie. On top of those awesome practical effects. So, overall, I give this movie a 10 out of 10. It is a perfect action sci-fi movie. I don't care. It's a perfect action sci-fi movie. If you're looking for a bad motherfucking movie to watch, like a badass movie to watch, watch this one. All right, if you haven't already seen it, you know, obviously watch, you know, the first Terminator, but watch the second one too. All right, it's the best. Shrek 2 is pretty good at being the best, one of the best sequels of all time, and Empire Strikes Back's arguably the best sequel of all time as well. But top three is Terminator 2 in no specific order. Terminator 2, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Shrek 2. All right, top three sequels of all time. I don't care. Those are the best three, in my opinion. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed the first Terminator. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check those out, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever I'm streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.